Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Teacher gives too much homework. Why does my mom make me take out the trash all the time? Work, work, work. That's all I ever do. I never get to play like the other kids. Maybe you have said things like this before. Those kinds of remarks are called complaining or grumbling. God's word in Philippians 2:14 calls it murmurings. Let's read that verse together. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Disputing means arguing. God says we are to do all that we do without complaining and arguing. Think back over your week. How many times have you complained or argued? Let's think of two C words. C could be for complaining. It's just the opposite of the other C word, which is content. Contented means being satisfied and thankful with what you have. If you could choose between a contented person or a complaining person, which would you choose for a best friend? Of course, you'd choose the contented person because it's fun to be with a happy, contented person. But who wants to listen to complaining and arguing? If you believed on the Lord Jesus, you are His child. What wonderful things He's done for you. You should be continually thanking Him with a contented heart. That will please your Lord so much and cause others to want to believe on Jesus. When you're tempted to complain, pray, asking God to help you be satisfied with what you have. If you have a need, ask God your Heavenly Father. He says He'll supply your every need. And do all that you do with a thankful heart. God, your wonderful Heavenly Father, promises in Jeremiah, "Call to me and I will answer you." God did not say, "Complain to me and I will answer you." Be content with what God has given you. Having more things will never make you happy or content. But being thankful for what you already have will make you content. Will you this week think of all the ways God has already cared for you and in prayer thank Him? If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you can never be really satisfied. There's a poem that says, "You were born to find God's love. Life has no other quest. Until your soul has reached that goal, your heart will find no rest." There's no real rest or contentment without the Lord Jesus, God's wonderful gift of love. Do you want to have that deepest need satisfied? If so, go now to How to Be a Child of God and follow the instructions. Let's say that verse together again. Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. I love my Savior and want Him to see the best kind of Christian that I can be. I want to show Him my love, and so I'll watch my attitudes. I'll be loving and kind and good, cheerful as can be, so that others will know for sure Jesus lives in me. I will not murmur or disobey. I will not grumble or want my own way. I will not quarrel or spiteful be. I'll watch my attitudes. I'll be loving and kind and good, cheerful as can be, so that others will know for sure Jesus lives in me.
How was your checkup today?